This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah. We're learning Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin. We're finishing up Sivav. Kuf Lamed Zayin Sivav. Hakorei Batorah Rishon. Someone who reads the Torah in the beginning, first. V'kara Hasheni Mashakar Rishon. And then the second oila just repeated what the first oila read. Im hoisef amashakar rishon shloish psukim. If he added another three psukim, ayafilu shnayim, or even two b'makam d'layefsha, where it's not possible to do more. Oisei shena oila min aminyan. The second guy counts. V'im lav, if he didn't add at all, he only added one pasuk in oila min aminyan. He doesn't count. Chutz mi pare hachag mishum d'layefsha. Except for by the pare hachag, there it is not possible. And we let you get away with not repeating. We'll see what we let you get away with. Says Mishnah Berurah of Kadmon Yates Harishain. V'davka diyaved. This is only b'diyaved. That if the second one merely repeated what the first one leaned, we'll let him get away with it. If he added three psukim, av l'chachil ein kedai sheikul ma'afrei me'apsukim ha'koidmim. However, l'chachil it's not worthwhile to go back and read from the earlier psukim. Afilo mirtzol hoisav aleim kama. Even if you want to add many, you don't go back. Ach yish nogim aparshas b'chukoyse karen la'oila toichacha shalosh psukim koidim kedei l'hascha b'davar tov. Some have a minog that when they learn b'chukoyse, the one who gets the toichacha, he starts three psukim before to start with b'davar tov. Like the Ramah says later on, sim kuflam and ches, that there's an Indian always to start Bedavar Toiv. Af shekvar kara shlishi oisin apsukim, even though the shlishi already read those psukim. There is such a minhag. The Dirsha brings that this is explained later on, Sim Tav Chav Ches. It's talking about where the Rav, or the Abezdin, is oila l'shlishi, even for Bechul Kaisai. And we read for him until the beginning of the Toichacha. The only thing is, in order for the Ravi to read three psukim before, they go back and they repeat the last three psukim of the previous aliyah. However, the correct thing to do is, the Rav should be Moichan as Kavod, and he should take Ravi that Shabbos, and this way we don't have to repeat. So the Toichacha is technically Shlishi, but the rabbi is not going to take the Toichacha, so he squeezes in an aliyah before. But it's better, no, let the whoever's going to get the Toichacha take Shlishi. Okay. Shloisha psukim, he should add on, b'makam she'evshar. Or, afilu shnayim, haynu shahoysev shnei psukim ha'pasuk echad shekarmi ma'ashel afanav. That is, he adds another two psukim on one of the psukim that he repeated. Why? There's no other way to slice it there. Because you're not allowed to read less than three psukim into a parsha. You can't stop before three psukim, before the end of a parsha, so there's no option there. We have to go back and read one pasuk, even though we're only adding two. K'may she'es bar b'chachas rosh chaydash. B'makayim d'lay afshar. In a situation, so in other words, the second oila should really add three im afshar, or two b'makayim d'lay afshar. Haynu d'lay afshar likros shleisha. In a situation it's not possible to read three, ki'im shnayim, only two, mishum de salak and yana, because the topic is ended. Diloy efshar klal, because if it's not possible at all, then it's dumya to pare achag, where we allow you even to read less than that. Okay, we're going to have to see what exactly is this situation of pare achag. Vim lav. And if not, What does that mean, if not? If you did not add 3 b'makom to efsher, or 2 b'makom to efsher, imlav shalai kar shalosh b'makom to efsher loy likra shalosha, o shalai kar shnayim b'makom to efsher loy al kapanim likra shnayim, eino oylo min aminyan. It doesn't count. Miloshen ze mashma, de ein iser b'davar. This is mashma, it doesn't count, but he didn't do an avera. There's no avera lachsev alikros mashakar ha'oila shalafanav elashein oila minyan akruim. It just doesn't count, but it's not an avera. Va'aza l'shitase b'simen reish pei beis sif beis. Here the mechaber is going according to Shita later on. Va'ayin shem ramah d'choylik alzeh. The ramah there argues and he says it is aser. The ramah says, look in the dirshu number 29. Shesoyver shenagul lesar lachsev alikros mashakar ha'oila. Except for simchas taira. The Mishnah Berurah says, by chasana, it's also, some say it's mutter. Our minhag is to aser by chasana, we only allow by simchas taira. Shaar Tzion says, even if there are a lot of chiyuvim, you should not be lenient. Now, what does it mean, mipare hachag? Bechol hamoid, sukkis. That the revi is choyzer v'koy mashakoy ha-koyin ba-levi. The revi goes back and he reads what the koyin and the levi read. And in Eretz Yisrael, the Shulchan Aruch says, there's no Seikah the Yoma, all 4 Oilim read the same Aliyah. Why? You're not going to read on the 4th day of Sukkot about the 3rd day, you're not going to read about the 5th day. But even in Chutz Aretz, is that what we do? The Revi'i goes back and reads what the Kohen and the Levi read? Not with the Yisrael? Yeah, I can't have... I hear myself, so... What is the fourth Aliyah on Chol Hamoed? You're all muted, so... Okay. Kayin and Levi? So let's say today is the 4th day of Sukkot. So the Kohen and Levi read 4, the Yisrael reads 5, and then the Revi goes back to just 4. I'm going to hold it over here. We're going to start Chavetz Chaim, okay?
Recording stop.
What day of Sukkot? The 4th day of Chol Hamoed? No, tell me the 1st day of Chol Hamoed. Why do we lay in Yom HaRavi if it's for sure not Yom Ravi? In Eretz Yisrael, they lay in the same Aliyah, all 4 Aliyahs?
All 4 Aliyahs. We know exactly what day it is. No uncertainties.
But then you're violating the Halacha 4 times.
E-Efshar, do what Shulchan Aruch says.
It's E-Efshar. Uh-huh. You can move to America. What do you mean?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.